Now, how long will you live, or more bluntly, when will you die? As individuals, of course, we never know, but we do know that average life expectancy is growing, and actuaries now say that trend will continue indefinitely. Making a realistic estimate of life expectancy is essential, of course, for pension schemes. They promise to pay us a pension until we do die. And this week, the pensions regulator warned schemes that they were underestimating life expectancy. Charlie Massey is an executive director of the regulator. He told me why it was so crucial to get these predictions right.
It is the biggest single assumption that drives the costs of pensions, but it looks like in general that pension schemes have been underestimating the extent to which people are continuing to live longer.
And just put some numbers on it for me. Take someone of 65. How long do you think schemes should assume they will live?
Broadly speaking, you might expect a male pensioner retiring at 65 to live to about 89. When we did some analysis last year, we saw many schemes assuming that 65-year-old men would live until an average of around 87. And we think that possibly a year and a half or 2 years longer, that might be more appropriate.
Isn't there a danger, though, that by doing this you'll overestimate it and that schemes will be setting aside too much money, and that, of course, will push them further into difficulties?
I think it's important to recognise that whatever assumptions schemes use are almost bound to turn out to be wrong. There are risks that if people overestimate the extent to which people are living longer, that could have a bad effect too. I think all we're saying is that we want schemes to have a bit of a reality check against the latest data that is out there.
The suggestion I've seen, though, from actuaries is that every 1 year of increased life expectancy adds 3 or 4% to liabilities, and some estimates say schemes' liability could jump by £75 billion overall if they followed what you were suggesting.
We don't recognise the £75 billion figure. In December, we've suggested that 2 years would increase liabilities by around 5%, so it's more of that order.
But the 5% compares to 75 billion, how? How many billions would that be?
If all schemes increased their liabilities by 5%, that would give you a number of about £50 billion. But this doesn't create an immediate black hole that the employer will need to fund straight away. This is all part of the discussion that trustees and employers have around how any deficits might need to be filled and over what time. So you might see trustees and employers saying, well, rather than filling this deficit over a 10-year period, maybe it's a 10-year and 6-month period. Or indeed, it may be a very small increase in contributions over whatever period had been agreed.
Yes, but 50 billion is still a very large number. It could actually lead to some companies saying, this is a kind of risk we can't take.
Many schemes are choosing to close. Our job as the pensions regulator is to ensure that trustees, employers, actuaries have as good an understanding as they possibly can of what the costs are of the pension promises that have been made. And I think the consultation that we've published this week should help them in that process.
Charlie Massey. But the schemes he regulates don't completely accept this view. The chief executive of the National Association of Pension Funds is Joanne Seegers.
We obviously want to see pension schemes being well funded, and of course many schemes are already taking account of longer life expectancy.
But very few are actually using the life expectancy figures the regulator's now talking about. I think it's less than 1%.
I think more and more schemes are starting to move in that direction. It's a small number at the moment, but more schemes are starting to move in that direction. I think the key point for us, though, is that the regulator needs to tread quite carefully here. We've already seen estimates this week from Aon that these proposals could increase pension schemes' liabilities by as much as £75 billion. That's more than twice what went into pension schemes this year alone from employers. So really quite a significant increase.
I mentioned the £75 billion figure to Charlie Massey. He said he didn't recognise it. He put it at round about £50 billion.
Well, £75 billion, £50 billion, it's an awful lot of money at a time when finance directors, employers are looking very carefully about whether or not they want to keep defined benefit pension schemes operating.
So could it mean scheme closures?
Many schemes will look at these proposals, and many of them may well think, well, you know, this is all just getting a bit too rich for my blood, and I think that will be disappointing. One of the things that we've seen this year is an increased stability in defined benefit pension provision, and we don't really want to see anything that upsets that. Of course, schemes must be well funded, but we need to get the balance right.
But if people are living longer, schemes have to reflect that cost, or else they're going to run out of money, aren't they?
Schemes do need to reflect that cost, but I think it's about getting a balance right, and that's why we've been saying we need to look at the whole package of regulation. One of the things that we've been pressing for elsewhere are easements on, for example, the way in which pension schemes have to be indexed. So it's about looking at the pressures across the piece.
Yes, though I'm sure pension scheme members would say that your answer then is to pay pensioners less rather than put more money in.
Our argument is actually about keeping these schemes operating, which I think is what pension scheme members would want to see.
So your real fear is that if the regulator persists with this and starts investigating schemes that don't adopt their life expectancy figures, you really fear some schemes will close?
I think that could be the result for some schemes, yes.
Joanne